All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Live Talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And to God be the glory. You're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, the Virgin Isles, Pakistan, Argentina, Brazil, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Counselor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the Treasury Worldwide Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nights on the Blog Talk Radio. And now, without any further ado, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. What a wonderful privilege to be a part of this Blog Talk. Oh, God. He is so multitudinously good. We praise him and we honor him for everything that he has done for us. I want to greet all of you and welcome all of you from all over the world, from different church affiliations and church denominations, as well as those who don't go to church, but you believe that God deserves the praise. We greet you too. Amen. This is a wonderful night. God has been good to us, and we praise him. I approach you very humbly. I don't think I'm anything. I really don't. But what God has made me. And I come to you as a lamb. And so honored that you would join us tonight. God bless you so much. All of you leaders in Africa, even presidents and chiefs in Africa, and all of you in Hollywood, I know all of you are busy, but you're not too busy for God. That's what's so important. Thank you so much. I believe Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson is on the line tonight, and many of our ambassadors, Ambassador Gina Hodges and Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador, of course, Ambassador Julie Hagan, and so many ambassadors on the line who are reaching nations. God bless you. We just thank you for being with us. We give God the glory. Now, this block line, our premise and our foundation that we build upon is the idea of thanking God 1,000 times. Some people think it cannot be done, but that's not true. It's so simple until many people miss it. I was on the plane. This is where it originated from. I was on the plane coming back from Florida, I believe, to Fort Worth, Texas. My family and I lived in Texas at the time. And I had been blessed by God so much that weekend. I said to God, I said, God, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. I let my chair back, and I tried to go to sleep. I had my eyes closed. And through the spirit realm, I heard the Holy Ghost say, why don't you? And I replied, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? And then at that time, I didn't know if it was possible to thank God 1,000 times. And I didn't question it. I didn't try to rationalize it. You know, if you just thank God one time, that's good. Well, I think that's from the devil. I don't think God said that. See, there are only two voices that can speak, the spirit of God and the spirit of the enemy. I said, God, I don't know how to do it, but if you show me, I will try. I turned my head toward the window of the plane. The engines were making pretty good noise. And I took my handkerchief and covered my mouth and began to say, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh. I even feel the Holy Ghost right now. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. And I kept on thanking the Lord until I thanked him 100 times, then 200 times, then 300, 400, 500, 600 times, 700, 800 times. I got so full, looked like I could run up and down the aisle of the plane, but I knew not to do that. I didn't want them to think I was crazy. And then they may have thought it was some type of foreign attack or something, especially if I had headed toward the cockpit. So I looked back at the back of the plane and saw the restroom back there, and I said, if I can make it there, maybe I can give God a shout. And on my way, God reminded me of how I was born with asthma, and I couldn't breathe correctly to save my life. And even at 12 years old with asthma every day, I was taught the saxophone, came home and asked my folks if I could bring it home. They said, you don't have enough wind, boy, to blow no horn. And I kept on pleading until they said, we know you can't blow a horn, but we know somebody who has enough wind to blow through you. The Lord can blow through you. And I learned how to play the saxophone with asthma, gasping for breath and blowing a note. And at age 17, I had learned how to play the saxophone within the club, trying to do my thing. I thought about all this while I was on my way to that restroom, thanking God. And walking down the street, Jesus saved me. And I said, Lord, if you're real, heal my lungs. He said, more than your lungs are messed up, your life is messed up. Give your life to me, and I'll take you before kings and queens and presidents. And God saved that day. And God has done just that, taking me before kings, queens, and many presidents. And he's not through with me yet. When I got in that restroom, I shouted so. Oh, my God. Listen, one of the things that came out of it was an ultra-awesome miracle. And then God showed me that he's leading. You know, too much is given, much is required. He gave me to thank him 1,000 times, and much is required. And so I began to lead people all over the world now into thanking God 1,000 times. I found out it only took me 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most to thank him 1,000 times. I began naming things that he'd done. It gave me more energy and more, you might say, spirit to thank him even more when I began to think of the things he had done. I'm going to name a lot of things he's done tonight, and I want you to help me thank him with me. I want to pray for you before I do. Make a request known to the Lord right now. You got something that you need him to do? Somebody's sick, you're sick. You need a good pain, less stressful job, paying good money. Ask him for it. I'm gonna thank him for you tonight. You need to be healed of cancer, healed of diabetes, healed of whatever it may be. Ask him for it. If your kidneys are failing and you need your kidneys healed, ask him for it. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to thank him 1,000 times. And I'm going to ask you to thank him with me. Whatever your desire is, I'm praying for our church. We need about $750,000 to renovate our church. And I'm asking God for it. Yeah, you might learn to ask him in faith. And the reason why we thank him 1,000 times is just faith. We just thank him before we know anything is done. That's what faith is. You don't wait to find out when it's done, then you start thanking God. No, no, no. Thank him like it's already done. And it certainly positions you to receive a miracle. Okay, take about a minute and ask him for what you will. I'm going to thank him softly in the background, then I'll pray. Go ahead, do it now. Right now. Right now. Thank him. I'm sorry, ask him. Ask him for what your personal request is. You can stand in proxy for somebody else, too. Whatever your personal request is, asking right now. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shut it on me. My. The anointing is on this line. And you come to do work. Thank you. Already done that job. Good pain, a lot of money. Already done. I believe in God for six-digit jobs. Thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this block line. Oh, God, we thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There that destroys every yoke. God, whenever you're in the room, it means that you're there for a purpose, for a reason. Somebody's sick. You come to heal them. Somebody's broke. You come to raise them up. Somebody's pressurized by so much stress on their job. You come to relieve them of that stress. You come to give them a great job with paying great, great, great money for the kingdom's sake. Somebody has been weeping, and you've come to dry their weeping eyes. Somebody has been down, so far down, look like they can't get up. But you've come to put both your arms under their arms, and you're lifting them up. Thank you, God. Somebody's in trouble. You've come to get them out of trouble. Some church needs your help. And you come to give divine help. Oh, God, can't nobody do what you can do. Can't nobody raise the dead like you, heal the sick like you, give blessings like we've never seen in 2015 like you. And we thank you for the request made. And I'm asking you, Lord, to grant all these requests. We believe that you've heard my prayer and that you're going to do all these things. We offer unto you 1,000. Thank you.
Thank you.
We ask everybody who has been privileged to have your line open that we
all
may hear you.
Open.
Thank God with me tonight 1,000 times. All in Africa, in India, in Asia, Russia,
Jesus.
All over the world. Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. share of all
the Lord. Thank you for all the bodies, Lord. We already healed. Thank you for the healing of our bodies. Thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Mighty God, mighty God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Yes,
thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
your glory is exalted, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
You're dismissed.